This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating the cause of a single vehicle crash that claimed the life of a 64-year-old Covelo man at just before 12:30 last night. The driver was headed southbound on 101 in northern Mendocino when he failed to negotiate a curve in the roadway and ran off the road. The truck rolled down an embankment and slammed into a tree. The driver died at the scene while a passenger was able to extricate himself from the wreck. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. The identification of the deceased is pending notification of kin. Since 2006, the Humboldt State-sponsored Programs Foundation has been the fiscal host for the Small Business Development Center, funded in part by the Small Business Administration, to provide free one-on-one business workshops and advice to prospective small business entrepreneurs. Effective January 1st, the NorCal Small Business Development Center will take full responsibility for territory covering 36 counties in California. The SBA has awarded the Local Development Center with $1.3 million in funding, and combined with current budgets and matching funds, will have an operating budget of more than $8 million to support the launch and growth of small businesses across the region. The Lolita School District Board meets tonight, and under discussion will be a voluntary agreement between the district and the federal government that will require the district to hire experts to address a hostile environment toward Native American students. The district was sued in 2013, and an investigation found substantial evidence that Native students were disciplined more harshly and that the district failed to provide legally mandated services for students with disabilities. Tribal leaders from the Wiat Tribe and the Bear River Band have also requested that the district include tribal leaders and community members as it works to fulfill the terms of the agreement. State Fish and Wildlife has pushed back the start date of the commercial crab season until at least December 31st, after tests done on the 5th showed that crabs still aren't ready to be harvested. The closure affects all fishing areas from Mendocino County north to the Oregon border. More tests are scheduled for the 22nd, and if the quality of crab remains low, it will mean delaying the opening of the commercial season until mid-January. The CHP suspects that impairment may have played a role in a single-vehicle traffic collision on Tuesday evening. The driver, Kyle Arata Matyshock, was headed northbound on Highway 101 when he lost control of his pickup. The truck left the roadway, collided with a guardrail, and overturned. Arata Matyshock suffered major injuries in the crash and was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for local beaches and beachfront areas through tonight and into tomorrow. Large surf will greatly increase the threat of sneaker waves and rip currents on local beaches, and the greater wave run-up will also impact jetties and other areas that normally stay dry. You are urged to use caution and to never turn your back on the ocean. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.